Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Something is relevant that I will likely allow the subject to be explored. I will not, however, allow this proceeding to turn into a circus.
Colorado District Judge Sarah B. Wallace is laying down ground rules for the hearing on whether former President Donald Trump can be blocked from the state's ballot. The 14th Amendment says anyone who took an oath to uphold the Constitution but then engages in rebellion is disqualified from office. The former president's critics say the January 6th riot means that applies to Trump, despite his lead in the polls. An AP University of Chicago survey finds voters across party lines lack confidence in election security and legitimacy. Fewer than half of all Americans say they're confident their vote for president will be counted accurately. David Becker with the Center for Election Innovation says this may be tied to election disinformation.
Unlike previous elections, we had a candidate at the top of the ballot running for president who has continued to spread lies about the election and really targeted his sincerely disappointed supporters in an effort to raise money, and others have also grifted off of those lies.
Earlier polls have shown two-thirds of Republicans say President Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election wasn't legitimate. Biden gave up his spot on the New Hampshire primary ballot after working with the National Party to put South Carolina's primary first. But with Minnesota Representative Dean Phillips now in the race, some in the Granite State are starting a Biden write-in campaign to make sure the president doesn't lose an early contest. Kathleen Sullivan, former chair of the state party, says this will also help New Hampshire folks show their independence, including from the National Democratic Party.
They're not going to stop New Hampshire Democrats from going out and voting. We're going to do that, no matter what some National Democrats may want.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul wants more efforts to keep people safe from anti-Semitic attacks. Hochul told a group of Cornell University students that people should have the right to feel safe anywhere.
No one should be afraid to walk from their dorm or their dining hall to a classroom. That is a basic right that every New Yorker has outside of campus, but particularly on a campus, because these are young people who are in an environment that is intended to protect them as well.
During 16 days in October, the Anti-Defamation League charted more than 300 anti-Semitic incidents, nearly two-thirds directly linked to the Israel-Hamas war. In the same period last year, the ADL tracked fewer than 70 incidents. Vermont Democratic Congresswoman Rebecca Ballant is sponsoring a resolution to censure Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. Ballant cited Greene's hate speech and promotion of conspiracy theories.
Whereas members of Congress have promised to always have the back of Marjorie Taylor Greene, no matter the extent of her vile and hateful behavior, now therefore be it resolved that Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene be censured.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.